now call this special meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, that brings us to 3.1, the official plan amendment to consider the addition of breweries in agricultural areas. Councilor Malott? Do you got the report first?
If you prefer, Mr. Mayor, I can.
I don't think we do. Go ahead.
Anyway, I will move the recommendation that it be received and considered.
Okay. Yeah, I hope we get the motion. Okay, there's a question of order, so we're just going to hold on to the motion for now.
Okay.
First, we're going to ask if there's any public comments. Any comments from the public? Okay, now we can go to that.
I move that the recommendation be received and considered.
Second, Councilor Fryer.
And I'd like to speak.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My question is to Rebecca. Currently, a brewery can establish themselves in the municipality of Amesburg under the commercial and industrial zoning, correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. There is the opportunity. There would be the opportunity, but not through a rezone. It can be supported,
okay,
but not presently in agricultural areas. There presently is no opportunity.
Okay, and that's, I guess, where I'm leading. The Ministry of, I'll get the right page here, the Ministry of Agriculture talk about talks about where it says that one of the, here it is. It says that examples of uses that would not typically be agricultural-related uses, and it refers to the microbreweries and distilleries under one of the exceptions, and yet we're looking at a request that considers it when the province, under their guidelines, say that microbreweries are not a typical application for agricultural zones.
I
need some clarification on that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the OMAFRA guidelines do consider breweries as a secondary use, only secondary to the farm operation. So the main use of the property has to be agricultural, and the brewery is a secondary use. And to diversify the farm operation. So I'm not sure what.
Well, under section 2.23 of the ministry guidelines, which I printed off today, I'm just reading what it says. Examples of uses that would typically not be agricultural related uses. And then they specifically say microbreweries and distilleries. So I do read further where they talk about limiting the unrelated business, we'll say, to a certain smaller percentage. If the farmer is trying to diversify, it has to be a small part of the total farm operation. That which you were referring to just earlier. They do talk about that in these regulations. But in this particular case, I guess that's what I'm trying to get clarification on. Here we are voting on something that is saying no here.
A brewery is considered to be of a small scale, is considered to be an appropriate use. And in fact, I discussed this with OMAFRA, and it is part of the guidelines.
So I guess the way it's worded here, then, taken into context, it has to be referring to, like you said, it has to be a small scale brewery.
And it has to meet a number of criteria. So I think maybe they're saying it has to meet the context and a number of criteria. So perhaps the page is only introducing it, but then further it says, however, it needs to meet all of these criteria. It has to be a small scale. It has to be part of a farm operation. Most of the property has to be covered in crop. So I think perhaps that one page alone doesn't address it holistically.
Okay, I'll buy that. I guess the secondary part to my question then will be, at what point in time the brewery is successful, they want to expand, who is going to govern the expansion to determine that they're no longer fit the criteria and now they'll have to relocate? Who within the town is going to make that decision?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The town's official plan is extremely specific about the maximum size of a brewery or a winery. It's very specific in the official plan. It's very specific in the zoning bylaw, and they also are required to go through site plan control. So limiting the size of the building, limiting the size of the parking area, the maximum size, and the expected size of the crop. So all of it is orderly and very defined through the process.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Puja.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to our planner. Rebecca, so just further to Councilor Melange's questioning, this application does not violate any of the three provincial policy conditions of the policy statement, correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, absolutely not. In fact, I had pre-consultation with the rural planner from OMAFRA, and he is completely satisfied with how we're proceeding. And what we're putting in place is consistent with the county official plan and with the policies in our neighboring municipality of the town as well.
Sure.
Thank you, Rebecca. The land that he's using, it is not prime agricultural land. The land that is being suggested.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, all of Essex County would be considered prime agricultural land, class 1, 2, and 3 agricultural land. So all of Essex County is prime agricultural land. But on the other hand, that's why we've got very specific policy criteria limiting the size of these secondary uses, but allowing for some diversification of the agricultural economy, because the province has recognized that it's necessary to support and allow for that. But there, it's very, very limited, though. So, for example, 25% of the winery's gross floor area can be, there's very specific, page 86 of the agenda, it talks about how much can be retail. 2 hectares shall be capable and committed to the production of grapes, and now we're going to say committed to barley and hops and apple growing. So it's going to define, it's going to restrict everything on that property in the future. And the province, so OMAFRA, was satisfied with all of our criteria. I went over that with them.
Okay.
So they're aware of our policy approach.
Rebecca, and just 2 other questions. Were there any objections filed? I know that no one here wanted to speak against it, but were there any written objections filed? And there will be no cost to the community, right, for to the town of Amherstburg for this procedure?
There were no objections filed. There was only support to date. And there's no, it's just internal processing. And there was support raised from OMAFRA, and MMH is also satisfied. And I've also discussed the process with the county several times so far as well.
No objections.
Okay. Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca, I just want to know if the wineries and the breweries, will they be having wine tastings and brew and beer tastings? And if so, they will have to apply for a liquor license, right?
Yes, that is a separate regulatory process. They can have wine tastings and beer tasting, and they definitely apply for the liquor license, yes.
And I'm just curious, I'm really stretching this, but let's say you have the wine tasting, and I'm sure like Pelee Island and Coleo all have that taken care of, but should there be an accident after they leave? Are they, the people themselves would be liable because they chose to do wine and beer tasting? Is there any liability on the town or on the brewery owners or the winery owners? Should there be some sort of accident after they have been at our facilities?
Through you, Mayor, it's pretty rare for the town to get involved in that kind of lawsuit. I don't know if the clerk wants to chime in if we've had a history. I don't believe so. Certainly, there's their own process for the Liquor Control Board for the issuing of their license and the policing of their license and how they disseminate the conditions of those licensures. And obviously, wineries and places like that are quite common in our neck of the woods. So a lot of it comes down to judgment calls, I think, at the time. In terms of it's not quite the same as a bar, but certainly those situations can occur. But I'm not aware of where municipalities have been involved that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, if there's no further questions, there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to 3.2. That would be the mini golf. Yes, I know. First, we'll ask if there's any questions from the public. Okay. Councilor Mullen.
I will move the recommendation be received and considered, and I'd like to hear from the applicant.
Sure. And second, Councilor Pouget. Mm-hmm. And would you mind coming up to answer some questions, or
me?
You.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, the be considered a future regular council meeting. When do we expect this Rebecca to come back to us?
The bylaw would come back at the next council meeting for adoption.
So in March 20th.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious, I'm asking for a time frame for Mr. Year, making sure that we're not going to take too long to come back so we can get started. So,
if council sees fit following the public meeting tonight, the next available council meeting for adoption would be, I believe, March 20th. We also are already processing the application for site plan control internally right now as well. And that could come forward with a development agreement to March 20th as well.
Does that present any timeline issues for you?
The timeline as it is right now is, the timeline as it is now.
Press it again till it, there we go.
There we go, okay. Right now the object right now is to get rid of the rest of the wood and the stuff in the side yard, so we're ready to go by the end of then. We're supposed to have that done by the end of March. And the plan was to have Bart DiGiovanni and his boys come out. They're going to take all the topsoil off. They're going to work on the drainage. And they're going to bring in a fill, which is porous, which will allow the golf course to drain around the outside of around the very outside edge. It's going to connect into the drain that we have going across the backyard. The golf course has to drain quickly, so if it rains, it doesn't slow people down if it dries up. And then Harris Mini Golf has they're sort of set up to come in on during the month of May. They want to show up the first week, and they'll be there for about a month, 3 weeks to a month. The only thing is they need about 2 months to be able to allow working visas for the people from New Jersey to come up and actually do the work. There'll be about 6 guys come up to do that.
Okay.
I guess that's kind of our outline. I know we have a meeting tomorrow with the bankers, so there's things are starting to really come together. Is that a problem for the next meeting? it kind of is what it is. We can push things around if we have to. It would be nice. We just hope to get it open as earlier in the season so we can generate some revenue and cover some of the bills.
Okay.
Okay.
Question? Any questions?
No, I just want to hear from you.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If the timeline isn't quite right with them, do we have a policy meeting in the interim between now and then?
Mr. Mayor, no, there are no scheduled meetings other than the March 20th meeting between now and then.
If there's any timeline issues, you could let the town know. We could schedule an emergency meeting if we have to.
It might help, yeah. The biggest one is the we need to get Harris assigned, we have to send them some money and sign the contract so that they can start the process of getting these guys in. They need 2 months. So
okay.
The 20th is actually a little longer than we'd like, but we can.
I don't anticipate there's any issues from what I can gather from council, other than that's the next meeting.
Right.
I don't foresee any problems with you continuing with your planning in the meanwhile.
We can do that.
And
for sure.
I would imagine council would raise those concerns now if we had any, so it doesn't sound like we're going to have any issues. Should be a formality.
Well, I think the we did a lot of research on Harris Mini Golf. They're from New Jersey. They've designed over 800 golf courses around the world. They've done work in all the way to Australia. They've got designed courses. There's 49 of the 50 states in the United States. They've done work all across Canada. They're the best in the world at designing these kind of things. I think Amherstburg and the community should be pretty excited about having these people come do this work. As much as we've got them coming, we also have to sign some paperwork with Sceneworks from Arkansas. They do work for Disney World. They do this work for Dollywood, and they do a lot of golf course scenes. So they're going to be doing a water mill for us, and they're going to be doing a water tower. And again, the water wheel will turn all the time, and water will come through the water tower. So we have to do some work with them. But most of the rest of the work after that, it's a local Bart DiGiovanni, and the boys are going to do the site prep. There's a local electrician who's going to do the lighting and the wiring. We have a local landscaper. He's going to do all the landscaping work. Landscaping is going to be about $30,000 to $35,000. And then there's an irrigation company. It's all going to be irrigated, all on timers, so that at night it'll water itself, and it's going to be zone water, so that if it's a tree, it doesn't need so much water. If it's flowers, it's going to need more water. So that's a local guy. So all these people have got to come together and put all this together. We're hoping to have it, if we can keep on our timeline, we hope to have it open the end of May.
Okay. If there's any timeline issues, I'm sure Rebecca can keep us updated.
Okay.
Councilor Lucian.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I wish both of you and Lori good luck.
Thank you.
I know that whatever you start, it will be successful. Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Rebecca. Rebecca, have we had any written objections? I know it appears that tonight everybody's okay with it. Did we have any written objections regarding this plan?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't have any correspondence to pass along to council, but I think there are people in the audience that might like to speak this evening.
Okay. And the second part of the question is, how about parking? Or do we have sufficient parking lot? We want them to be very, very successful and very busy. So what about the parking issue there? Do we have sufficient parking in that area?
There will be sufficient parking, and we will be addressing the parking as part of site plan control as well. So for council's consideration this evening is only to consider adding the mini golf, the idea of adding the mini golf, and we will be addressing parking through the site plan control process.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll just ask again if there's anyone from the public that has any concerns they'd like to raise. Yes. State your name, please.
Lisa McBride.
Okay.
So I do have concerns about traffic at that corner as well. well as pumping, kind of that whole package. As it is right now, parking along County Road 20, there are parking spots, and it does make it difficult coming off County Road 50 as it is. So if there's more parking along there, and cars and trucks are parking down the highway, I'm curious how this is going to be managed once it gets active.
We've got transport trucks right in front of our house now, and then walk over to yours. So I don't know how the parking is going to work. And we had questions. We're not for or against. We just have a bunch of questions. We went to the Lero Center, but nobody could help us or show us anything. And these guys were impatient, so that's why we're here tonight.
Okay. Can I get your name for the
record? Marianne Giesen.
Okay. Rebecca or Mark, can you answer the traffic questions, traffic parking?
Sure. John Davey, could you put up the site plan?
Sure.
So there are, I think, 34 parking spaces proposed. Randy, is that correct? Is there 34 parking spaces?
There's 34 proposed parking spaces. And we plan on putting bumpers in front of each one so people can able to say this is where I should be parking.
The parking spaces proposed are all on the Urys property. They're not on the right-of-way, so they are technically all on their own property. And if there are transport trucks, though, if there is some enforcement that needs to be done, feel free to let us know, because if there's maybe some inappropriate parking, you're saying maybe down the road or something like that, that's maybe a separate issue that we need to hear about. But the Urys certainly are proposing through the site plan control process to put in enough parking for their proposed development. And then if there's other parking issues that are going on down the road or something like that, that's a separate issue. You know, let us know and we'll take a look at that. These drawings, I'm going to put all of their drawings up on the website. I thought they already were. But I'm going to put them up, see if you can look at them too, okay? And if you still have questions, feel free to come by the Lero Center and we can take a look at the drawings as well. So there's a lighting plan, there's site plans, all kinds of information. I was away last week, but I'd be happy to meet with you, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Part of the issue is actually driving up County Road 50, though,
mm-hmm.
with all that parking. The cars coming in and out, it's difficult to see, to turn at that corner. It's not a four-way stop. It's not a, there's no yellow flasher. There's nothing to, So that's a concern.
Yes.
Our corner has been in, I've got to admit, our store has been there for over 100 years. It was never designed under, I don't think it would fit into anybody's current way of building a store. Our gas pumps are too close to the road. They're too close to the front door. That's why we're a full service station. The parking right along in front of the store, if you can lower that down just a little bit, I hope it shows it goes that way. The other way. The other down.
Up,
I guess.
Oh.
It maxes out right here.
Oh, it maxes out right there. The curb there, the curb that goes around our corner gets out wider and wider and wider as it goes along. If we park cars at the, to the east of us, I don't think it's going to obscure the sight lines because it's the first cars right at the in front of the restaurant and store that are the first things you see.
Traffic, the increase in traffic, that's already happened over the last 10 years with the wine route and the brewery. The traffic is there now, it never used to be. So we're not going to majorly increase traffic, we're just going to maybe have another attraction for all of the people that are coming out to the county anyway. So as far as that goes, the increase is already there from the last 10 years of the growth of all of the new wineries we have on tap along County Road 50. The parking, we can can take a look at it and we can rejig a little bit if we have to, if we need more spots.
Jeff McBride?
Yes.
I just want to add on to what my wife is saying. And we are not opposed to any new business in Lawrenceburg. I think that's great when people want to start up new business. They very much should be on for that. It's not the amount of the parking or the amount of the traffic. It's really the way it's laid out. If you look on the plan, you see cars are, well, typically on businesses like this, you'll have a separate parking lot where cars will pull off a highway and into a lot. The layout of this, and the store has been like that, but it's just going to be compounding the problem with more businesses. People are coming off the highway and directly into a parking spot, and vice versa. They're backing out of the parking spot and directly onto the highway on the two highways there, 20 and 50, where they meet. So that's a concern for me. It's the layout of the parking.
Mark, is there...
Just through you, Mayor, these are the typical issues that would come out through site plan control. The difficulty we have as administration is we've already heard there's a timeline issue. So it really comes down to Public Works taking a look at this and seeing if we frequently do ask for traffic studies if we feel they're warranted. There is quite a wide boulevard here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
At the very least, it may be something like a turning radius or a car pulling out that we could run a template or ask that template to be run, which I don't think would impact the timeline. A full-blown traffic study would take longer, and I don't, you know, my gut sort of tells me that it's probably not warranted, but I think we should take a look at that and have through this, that's the process we would undertake anyway, and look at those potential issues, particularly since there's obviously residents that are concerned with them.
So if there's any issues, I take it would come up before the 20th meeting then?
Also, Mr. Mayor, we did take a look at the speed limits in this area as well, just to see if, it would warrant a speed limit reduction as well. And we did also already take a look at the fact that their parking spaces are all proposed on their own property, not on the municipal right-of-way, just to assess that as well.
Councillor Melosh had his hand up first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The residents talked about the sight line, and that came across in my mind when I was reviewing this as well, is if you're on County Road 50 trying to turn on a 20, yeah, it is those that roll cars creating a blockage for the sight line, looking for traffic come up to, and that was, and my thoughts of that were, if it is a problem that we can address where we can maybe pull the cars in another 3 feet, or I'll just pick a number, another 3 feet in so that we do not create a blockage of that sight line at that intersection, which was only my thoughts on that.
Well, I think the biggest sight line problem is when somebody's at the gas pumps. When you come up around the gas pumps and there's a big truck getting gas there, you have to creep forward from the white line. You can see the white line at the end of it. You have to creep forward carefully in front of the white line. To the west of where we are, it's actually a turn lane onto County Road 50 going south. So you can creep quite a ways forward at the intersection and get a view to the without pulling out into the traffic. Like the first lane coming in from the west is the turn lane. You can pull forward. You see where the black cars at the gas pumps. You can pull quite a ways forward and see around the cars parked in the parking lot and down. All the parking that we have on the proposal for the mini golf is going to be south of that or below that blue line all the way across there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It'll
be south of the blue line on the north.
If you have a car parked for the mini golf, it'll all be south of that blue line. Yeah. But the problem is as I understand it from the history of the corner, in 1934, the main road used to go through the farm field and go straight south down to the lakes. And then in the 30s, they came through and they put the big S curve, which is where the Malden Public School is. And when they put that big S curve in, the highway department was supposed to come through and move all the buildings in Malden Center out of the way of moved everything back. And at that time, they decided there was so much stuff in Malden Center that they would reduce the speed limit. And that's why we have a 35K speed limit.
Okay, Councilor Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think just thinking about the speed limit and the concerns of the residents there. I lived in Lake Erie Country Club before, and yeah, when it's busy there, you know, it gets a little bit dicey. You have to creep out. But I'm just wondering, thinking aloud, Dairy Freeze in Kingsville, and there's a few other areas where they have high traffic, that the county has put the road, even on the old number 3, down to 50 kilometers an hour. So I maybe, once we do get this approved, that it goes back to maybe our county representatives on our council, the mayor and deputy mayor, can bring that concern forward, saying, look, if we're looking at an increased traffic in the area, and instead of the 60, which it's still 75, 80 through there, even though the speed limit posted at 60, I live there and I know people don't even pay attention to the 60. So maybe we can reduce it down to at least 50 kilometers an hour, and they get more signage in the area, warning of, you know, pedestrians, things like that. It's more of an old hamlet,
yes,
of the town, and it used to be of Malden. So I think if we were to do that, it'll help both the residents' concerns,
mm-hmm,
and the yours to allow their business to flourish. So I think it'll be a win-win. And if you look at it, it needs new markings to begin with. It needs new signage. It's outdated. There hasn't been much attention paid to the corners in quite a bit. So I know budget's already passed for the county, but maybe if we could talk to the county engineer and their public works to say, look, at this needs to happen here, and find out if we can come back to council what we can do to help you. So
sure.
That's just a suggestion. If you need me to give direction or something, I could do that as well.
Now, I'm sure administration will talk to the county in that respect and address any concerns we got with traffic flow there. Councilor Pugin?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to be clear when, and I wasn't, and I apologize for that. But when I questioned about the parking spots, I should have said that the parking appears to be very ample compared to some others in the downtown core that we passed that had little to no parking, and yet they are willing to put up 34, 35 parking spots. I wasn't criticizing the parking. I was. I should have emphasized that when I talked about it.
I think part of our plan too for addressing the parking is going to be a little more organized. There's going to be bumpers identifying spots. But right now, we don't have any control over people driving their car into big compartments, sideways, backwards, at an angle, whatever. So I think with a little more clarification, they're going to get to like, oh, okay, here's a spot, here's a spot, here's a spot. So it should be a little bit more organized for everybody.
Okay. Yep.
I'm worried about with County Road 50 now. They have a lot of bikers, motorcyclists that go through.
Cyclists.
By the 50, 60 bikes. The problem is some of the motorcycle bumps, or whatever you want to call them, don't stop in the middle of the four-way. They'll just stop in the middle and just, you know, forward everybody's route. They don't worry about oncoming traffic. They just, I know, and that's the problem. No signage there. I'm just worried with the fire hall there and the bikes and the.
Yeah, that's that would actually be a traffic issue for the police to address.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, there's lots of
them. Yeah, that's just them doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
So that we could always bring to the attention of the police anyway. Yes.
Having stood on the corner for the last 30 years, I will tell you that we've only had, obviously everything that's happened, I've seen, we've only really had one major accident on the corner. We had two cars in a collision. But that was during when Holiday Beach had an event where they had the Heritage Forest dedication ceremony, and there was literally thousands of cars and thousands of people. And when Malden was in charge of that intersection, they sent out cruisers, put in the corner, and directed traffic and allowed people to come up at 50 at a fairly good pace. When we amalgamated into a big group, we tried it one year. We didn't have that OPP officer there, or the Malden police officer there, and two cars got an accident because of the volume of traffic. But over the last 30 years, there's been I wouldn't say we're a hazardous corner in the comparison to some of the other places. Between the speed limit on County Road 20 and people stopping, coming to a stop on 50 and the 6th concession, everybody should be moving at the precinct. Should be, there's always a should be.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, seeing none, we have a motion, right? All those in favor? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody's help.
That brings us to 3.3, the Kingsbridge. Amendment? Is there any questions from the public regarding the amendment for the Kingsbridge subdivision? Yes.
I got a question.
Name first.
My name is Len Paul Kett. I live on Texas Road. Been there for 33 years. And when I first moved there, the Kingsbridge South was nothing but barbecue. And, you know, it's grown substantially over a number of years. And when it first started out, when they put in Knob Hill, the road Knob Hill, do you have a picture? Can you bring that up? And there's a few houses put in, a few streets, Easy Street, a few other streets went in. And then they cut it into McClellan, and they just went, houses went in galore. All the traffic from that Kingsbridge South, not all of it, but majority of it, filters onto Texas Road, okay? Now, we all know the story about Texas Road, how it was beat up for so hard. And yeah, we did a great job rebuilding it. And it's very much appreciated. But what you're doing now is by not having an access road in and out of that subdivision, by putting all those new houses, and they're all young families, and all those young families have two people working, not all of them, but the majority of them, and you're filtering all this traffic onto Texas Road, or they're going over to Kingsbridge North. I really need the council, I'm really asking the council if they can look at the way the subdivision is set up now, in the future, and obviously you're ready to give permission for more houses to be built. I want to know why there's not an access road along that drain, and I'm not sure where that is on that picture, that drain, the large drain. And it drains out towards the old Anderton Tavern. That would be an ideal spot for a road to come off of County Road 20 to feed that subdivision. Right now, you're putting lots and lots of cars, all from 6:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock, with the school buses on the Texas Road. And you're filtering all the traffic from that subdivision and using Texas Road, which is really kind of a subdivision now, too. What is the plan of council in the future to put an access road to feed that a main into that subdivision and out? That's my question. Or do we have anything on that? Because right now, people do not like going, and I know a lot of people that live in there. They do not like going Kingsbridge North because of all the stop signs. And Mr. Fryer lives right there. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. I've talked to you during the campaign. Mr. Balash, I've talked to them about it. But now we're ready to allow more houses being built. The developers in there cutting roads, walking away with a pocket full of money. But yet, we don't have the proper roadage to go in and out. That's my opinion. Because if these guys are going to go in there and develop and make a crap load of money, they need to be responsible to put roads in and not force the traffic to go from one subdivision through another.
Rebecca?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just checked the town's official plan. Kingsbridge subdivision has been developing for many years in accordance with an approved master plan, I think probably since
maybe 1998, 1997. So it is developing as planned over many, many years. Mr. Paquette, you're probably familiar with the master plan for Kingsbridge.
I've been here 33 years.
Yeah.
I used to be able to enjoy our property, but now it's just like a wet avenue. You've taken a nice quiet road, Mr. Fryer can vouch for it, and turned it into a Willett Avenue. Because there's no access road feeding that subdivision. And if there was an access road, it could feed the north, it could feed the south. Because eventually, there's going to be building west of Knob Hill, behind the park. There's no doubt about it. It's going to happen. We need to plan now, put in an access road to feed that. We went years with the McClellan was the only access road in and out of all that Petta piece, all those roads. McClellan was the only one. That's been a dangerous thing that the council has let go over the years. And I'm not blaming you because the past councils have did it too. Okay? We had a standoff a few years ago at the corner of McClellan. That whole subdivision was shut down. Am I right, Mr. Fryer? That whole subdivision was shut down for hours and hours. People couldn't get in and out of their houses because of poor planning. Now, I believe now, the proposal now is we're going to have another road come in and to meet up with Knob Hill. That's the one we're passing now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But my point is, we need a road from the highway. And the property at the Edgerton Tavern is for sale now. Now's the time to jump on that property whilst it's for sale, not wait till somebody buys it, and then cut ourselves a road along that drain and tie it into Knob Hill. And that would alleviate the traffic on Texas, and it would alleviate the traffic on Kingsbridge North. Because I went through Kingsbridge North the other night, and all I seen was hockey nets and basketball nets all down every driveway. That means kids are playing there. Why are we filtering traffic through those kind of roads? It's an accident waiting for a place to happen.
Rebecca?
Okay, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Maybe just a little bit more on the road classifications. In the town's official plan, there's three classifications, arterial, collector, and local. Texas would be considered collector road. Arterial would be, Lakefront Road would be an arterial road, and the official plan would consider the collector road, which is Texas, would be considered to collect and carry medium volumes of traffic and distribute the traffic out to local roads, as well as to provide access to abutting properties. So again, Mr. Dunn is developing his subdivision in accordance with an approved master plan. And so, you know, we appreciate Mr. Paquette's comments tonight. Mr. Dunn, the developer, is here tonight. And
I understand, Rebecca, what you're saying. My problem is, I have nothing against Mr. Dunn, and I wish him well. Okay? He's following the plan. But the plan is, you're still at the end. Now you're calling Texas Road a collector road.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is how it's classified. That is correct. Yes.
And has that always been classified like that,
yes,
or is that just since Kingsbridge started?
No, it's always been classified as a collector road. Yes, that's correct.
It's a residential road. It's a residential road. You see, what I'm saying is, call it collector, call it what you want, but morally it's not right what you're doing. Eventually there has to be a road come off the highway. You cannot continue to put houses in there and feed them onto Texas Road or feed them onto Kingsbridge South. And that's the only way they got to go. They have no, once they get to Knob Hill, I know people are selling their houses on Knob Hill because they're sick and tired of the traffic. Right now, how many houses are Rebecca in Kingsbridge North? 200 and something? Kingsbridge South. How many houses in there?
Sorry.
How many houses are in Kingsbridge South?
That are already there.
Yeah, like I could see up there, there's a lot. And they're cutting roads pretty well. I see footings going in every week. What you're doing to Texas Road is you're putting all the cement trucks down Texas Road, all the drywall trucks, all the lumber trucks, all that. What's going to happen to that road in 5 to 10 years? when all the wall forming trucks, all these trucks are on Texas Road, they're back daily. That road is going to get so beat up, we're going to be back to square one within 8 years, guaranteed.
It doesn't change the designation of the road and what it's been used for. That road's always been used for that, as long as I remember.
Mr. Mayor, I understand. Just because something has always been used for that, what you're doing now is throwing more houses up, creating more traffic. I know we need tax base. We don't have the industrial tax base. So you're going to do it through residential. That subdivision is our biggest, correct me if I'm wrong, is that not our biggest residential subdivision booming right now in the whole Amherstburg?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that is
either the Gulfview or this one, correct? I mean, that's where you're building the most houses.
Mm-hmm.
So you're adding more traffic. You don't have a traffic plan here.
I understand. We do have a traffic plan. It's all part of the master plan, and it's really no different than what's happened in town. When I moved on Richmond Street, it was a dead end. Now there's a whole lot of traffic because it feeds all of the subdivision off of Richmond Street.
Well, what I'm saying to you is now you have a chance, okay, in your plan, when you want to approve all these new houses, you have to think where the traffic's going to be. You just got done with Mr. Ewer over here about parking and traffic and everything, and now I'm getting the inclination that everybody's saying, that's the way it was and that's good enough, who cares? It's not like that.
It's not that no one cares. It's that the traffic flow and everything to do with the planning has been done for the last 30 to 50 years. It's been done.
30 years ago when I moved to Texas Road, that was a farmer's field.
That may be so, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't slated to have this type of development. When I lived there, there was quarry trucks going down there. Doesn't mean we're going to stop building houses. It's development.
Development, I have no problems against development. All I'm saying is you need to put an access road in to get this traffic onto the highway. And there's a perfect opportunity to do it now because there's property is for sale up at the highway end of it. Why? It's eventually going to have to be done.
Okay, you've made your point.
Okay.
I think we've heard it.
Okay. So I just hope it doesn't fall on deaf ears because this is critical because I feel very strong about this and I know I'm not very well prepared tonight, but I am prepared to get a petition going if I have to. And because there's a lot of people on Texas Road feel the same as I do. With the way Texas Road is now, it's, and I know it is a traffic issue, but it is quarter mile drag strip. There's no doubt about it. So it's unfortunate, but that's probably what happens when you get a nice smooth road. But the problem is, I would really like to see the council consider some type of access road in to filter the onto the highway, other than Texas Road.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Councilor Fryer.
Mr. Mayor, to either Mark or Rebecca, arterial road, collector road, definition of how much traffic? Because collector road, I've been sitting here for 3 years complaining on how fast the cars are going down there, how quick they're going. When construction season comes, the corner is used as a two-wheel corner when these construction vehicles are coming in and out. And I can set up a video camera and show anybody that wants to see it. These guys are rushing in and out of there like crazy. Especially when you have cement trucks on timelines, you have drywallers, electricians, everybody's rushing to get in and get out. That road, I wouldn't even say you're going to have to wait 8 years. If you go down the road right now, your car will vibrate on the road as it is now because the construction company used the one side of the road to go in and out to the back to the highway. So they use the road anyways with heavier equipment already, and you could feel the roads getting in a deterred state if you spend time on it. So I don't know what's going to happen. You got so many young families too, because most of the, like the mayor, Mr. Mayor, you said, like those older families 30, 40 years ago, they're gone. A lot of them have moved out or passed away. You have younger families on Texas Road that have young families want to use it, but we just, last meeting, through the traffic committee, didn't approve a three-way stop at Texas and Knob Hill. You're gonna have how many more houses show up there with two more cars? It's an accident waiting to happen, and it's gonna fall on our hands when that happens. Because people are gonna use that new pathway, and trucks are gonna go around the corners like they normally do, and then the people will be here afterwards saying, why didn't you do something?
Through you, Mayor, I guess, obviously, I wasn't around here in the 90s, but I can tell you this, for a subdivision of this magnitude, and Rebecca, you can chime in if I misspeak, but there would have been a pretty comprehensive traffic study done at the time that detailed where the traffic should go. The issue with the three-way stop, if I'm not mistaken, and Antonetta, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it didn't meet the warrants. It doesn't mean you don't have the authority to put in one, but you use the warrants in the OTM, the Ontario Traffic Manual, to decide whether or not it would. And again, there's accident statistics, and there's also volumes. I also believe, if I'm not mistaken, there was the speeds that were done on Texas Road that were not inordinate in terms of the speed. And Tim could speak to that, but I do remember hearing that. I think it was at council where he reported back that the speeds were not that high. Does that mean people don't speed? Well, of course not. I mean, that happens on every road. The thing with a three-way stop is that you can solve problem A and create problem B. And generally speaking, when you have a stop sign that is unwarranted from the standpoint of the warrant, people disrespect the stop sign. And what tends to happen is pedestrians see the stop sign and actually rely on people stopping, and over time they don't. So you can actually create a different type of accident. And that's very common in traffic engineering, where you've tried to solve problem A and create problem B. And a typical example are school zones, where you lower the speed limit to save, you know, to lower the speed. What ends up happening generally is you actually have more rear-end accidents. And that's very common. Now, in that case, you're combating a worse type of accident. So, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it didn't meet the warrants. That doesn't mean it can't be revisited. It doesn't mean that statistics or traffic counting can be updated to see where that falls in the spectrum of what that road is classified or shouldn't be. I believe that would happen under the road need study, if I'm not mistaken. But I know that's not my initiative, but that's typically where they do that. As far as the history of this subdivision, it was planned a certain way, and it was designed a certain way with a traffic plan in place. Can you do other alternatives? I suppose, but I don't know. I don't know what that would involve in terms of, you know, this particular issue that's in front of you now.
Mr. Mayor,
yep.
Something else for consideration as well. There's a lot of concern about Texas Road and the deteriorating condition, you know, because of construction and things like that. Every person that obtains a building permit pays a development charge, which is about $12,500. And last time we did the development charges background study, we put Texas Road into the development charges background study and the required upgrades. And we put all of the roads that are leading to new developments, and we put Texas Road on there. And so, in fact, any required upgrades, like, it's taken into account. Any required upgrades to Texas Road are apportioned into the development charges background study. And so it is accounted for, is the bottom line, as part of the development charges. So for each building permit, all of those new houses that are going in there are paying for the services that they're using for the new developments.
Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In view of the concerns Mr. Mpaka has raised tonight, and the fact that Mr. Galvin has stated that it's possible that we could revisit this situation, I'm prepared.
You might want to clarify.
Yeah, I, you know, it, terms of, I defer to Rebecca from the planning process of what we have. This is a approved site plan. This is an approved development. So I don't know if you want to chime in on the process, but.
I don't mean that we could revisit the subdivision. I just meant that we could revisit the traffic concerns.
It's the traffic volume. That's what I'm talking about.
And we have a traffic committee that may or may not be active, but, we have police and fire and others on this committee, and perhaps if they're aware of these concerns, we could take another look at it. I don't mean to stop the expansion of this project, but there might be another way of alleviating the traffic concerns, and that's what I'm requesting, and I'm prepared to make a motion if that's what is required.
Can we address that under new business, perhaps? Okay. So on this
under
issue,
this?
What's that?
Under this as new business, or
no? The issue of traffic flow. The traffic flow.
To do with this, or in our regular meeting?
We can either do it at the end of this meeting, or we can do it at the regular meeting. Either way, we can address it. Councilman Lodge?
I guess I did want to speak to two things. One was, the traffic, stopping the traffic at a three-way stop. As Mr. Galvin said, we'll create another problem. A truck stops now there, and then as he goes through his 18 gears, the noise, and because I've heard this already, it's, then all of a sudden you have noise complaints because the trucks are now going through that up the gears and down the gear, whatever. And so Mr. Galvin's right in terms of we're creating another set of problems, which we've got to be concerned. It's not going to do away with any traffic volume. We're all creatures of habit. We're going to take the path of least resistance. Probably right now the path of least resistance is Texas Road. Rebecca brings up a good point, which is my second point, or Mr. Paquette did. Knob Hill. A series of stop signs, I guess, is what he indicated. That's on not Bill. I apologize. Kingsbridge, that heading towards County Road 20. Was that road designed to be a collector or just a residential road?
Kingsbridge North, Whalen.
Kingsbridge.
Whalen.
No, I'm talking
that's
the one
the
that
one
heads.
Talking about.
I'm talking the one that heads out to County Road 20.
Whalen.
Okay, sorry. I had Kingsbridge. Okay.
That would just be a local road.
I'm sorry, a local road?
That would be considered a local road.
Was it, I guess maybe you can't answer this question, in the initial design, maybe Mr. Duncan asked a question, in the initial design of this whole development, what was the key access roads in and out of this housing development? Was it, when I talk about key, I'm not talking about what Mr. McKenna talked about, residential upon residential roads. At some point in time, there has to be we want to call it a collector language, which the Texas Road is. But was there anything to the going to the west? To the west, the County Road 20, other than Texas Road, in the original layout.
The access points are Kingsbridge Drive and Knob Hill are the two confirmed in the master plan. Those were all
so Kingsbridge and Knob Hill. Okay.
Yes.
So there is a road northwest out of the subdivision, and there is a road south out of the subdivision.
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's just a point of clarification that I wanted this morning. Thank you.
Councilor Fryer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So a few things. I know Mr. Galvin and everyone else that I've sat here before and listened to say, well, three-way stops are going to cause this problem and that problem. And you know what? Sometimes it's the right thing to do. Regardless of a study, regardless of, oh we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
We're,
all you have to do is live.
Okay, we're It's not really, we've kind of got off of the site, so.
Okay, then, better yet, I'll just make a motion right now to defer this decision until we have a recent traffic study done.
On the development?
On this portion right here, to move forward until a recent traffic study is done, or one is presented to council.
So I understand, you're saying we're not going to proceed with approving the development?
Right now, defer this until we get a recent traffic study in front of council.
Recorded vote. Is there any other questions or comments? Yes, Councilor Pujan?
Yeah. Is there a second, am I yet?
Good question. Is there a seconder on that motion? Okay.
If I second it, I can't speak to it, right?
No, you can.
Not on a deferral.
Oh, sorry. Not on a deferral, no.
So, can I speak to it right now?
Sure. As long as it's, there's no seconder.
I'll second it.
The reason,
Are you speaking to the issue or to the deferral?
To the deferral. No, I can't speak to a deferral, so I'll speak to the issue.
I'll withdraw the motion so that council can continue discussion. At such time, I'll make a motion.
Okay, Councilor Pujan?
I really want this development to proceed, but I do want council to pay very close attention to the concerns raised by Mr. Puckett. I think his concerns are very valid, and I don't know if we're going to have a traffic committee after tonight. So, but I do believe that this needs another look at concerning the volume and concerning the safety, and we can still do that as far as I'm concerned. Even after we've approved this development.
Yes. Any issues with traffic concerns, council can address at any time.
And further to the comments made by my fellow councilors, I'm just an ordinary mother and a housewife, and I depend on the experts to come back with a report, like for the engineers and the police and the fire and the planning department. I depend on their expertise before I can make a decision. So that's why I'm prepared to proceed with this development as long as a council will agree to proceed with a study. And I don't even think we can call it a traffic study if after tonight the traffic committee doesn't. We can still have a study without the traffic study.
Can I have that
tomorrow?
You could make the motion with that addition, if you like.
I will still do that.
Okay.
Agreeable.
You need the wording.
Yes, please.
Did you?
Yeah, I have something. do you want me to make the entire motion and then this add as number five?
If that's your motion.
Number five. Okay. Do you want me to read the entire motion?
You don't have to read the entire motion.
Okay. Then I'll just. Is council finished with their questioning or?
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. That we received the report from the manager of planning services that the draft plan is subdivision file number 37T-170001 be considered. Pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, that administration be directed to advise the approval authority, County of Essex, that council supports draft plan approval for this phase of Kingsbridge subdivision, and pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, zoning bylaw 2017-0-05 be considered at a future regular council meeting, And further to that, a motion to direct administration to provide council with a complete report regarding traffic concerns raised by Mr. Van Kalkhout.
I'll second. Second, Councillor Fryer. Okay, on that motion, Councillor Fryer.
And any previous traffic studies to be brought back with this at the future meeting. So council has an ability to answer questions to residents in the area that the traffic study says this, and this is what's actually happening. So there should have been one done. Am I right? There should have been a traffic study done at some point.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I think probably there would have been initially a traffic study, but this goes way back, so I'm going to have to look through the file.
There will be a cost to the traffic study, just so council's aware. If the administration comes back with a variance, hopefully that'll be considered. Councillor Melosh?
If we're going to go through this exercise as well, what I would like to see is that there's a master plan when this whole development was undertaken and Mr. Dunn undertook, okay, there must have been something approved. So it's already cut in stone somewhere. We're following certain rules, and Mr. Dunn's following certain rules based on, when I say rule, criteria based on what was determined then. So maybe we just need to be enlightened as well on that aspect of the master plan that dealt with the traffic of you know, volumes for that subdivision. So I guess I'd like to be enlightened on 1998 plan.
Okay. I believe that information will come forward. Mr. Dunn, did you have?
Yeah, I'd like to know where we're at right at this moment.
Okay. Did you want to? Essentially, we're moving the development and following up with a traffic study for Texas Road.
So the development is moving forward at this time?
Yes.
Well, I thank you all for that. But Mr. Fryer, I did want to bring to your attention that over the last 6 or 7 years, every time something was done in that subdivision, you were very much after me to get that second road in there. And that's what we're doing at this time, putting that second road in to relieve that situation where there was only, when the roads were blocked forever, back there when there was a confrontation and everybody was tied up for
you remember that
hours at a time. And Mr. Fryer, every council meeting I came to, you specifically said, when are you going to put that road in? Well, I undertook last year, out of my own pocket, a substantial amount of money, along with the town's help, to revisit the sewer capacity to extend that road in. So that's why we're where we are today. Otherwise, we would be another year or two before that road would be extended. So for safety reasons, I think it's a good idea that we do move ahead, and I'm all for further studies, and I think you will go back, and this plan was put together with Jean Monteith, if I recall, and I think you, before your time, Rebecca, that plan was put in place. So I know there are studies been done and looked at. So I think right now, when you look at excessive traffic, I don't think it's the car traffic you're seeing. You're seeing, as you say, a lot of construction traffic. And as time moves on, that moves away. These subdivisions, when you go out and drive around on the weekend or on a non-construction day, you will find that it's not horrendous traffic all over the place. I mean, you need to take a ride through there, even in a rush hour time. I've been there many, many times, and I don't see that it's like congested at stop signs and problems. And that you know, I said when I see the construction traffic, I do agree that that does happen, and that's unfortunate. But you can't build homes without construction traffic, and it's, as I say, it's unfortunate that there people aren't as respectful as they should be with that construction traffic. And I will talk to the builders about that if they can get the guys to slow down. And I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Pryor?
Just to follow up, Mr. Dunn, actually I wasn't one of the ones all the time. Actually, I helped you and the previous owner of the subdivision when I sat on council by getting the road done with the town providing the money up front to do the road between the two subdivisions to actually help you out. So I did do something to help you out. I wasn't harping on you at all. And I think moving forward with the next area is great, but like Mr. Puckett says, it's a freeway down Texas Road right now. And if the town's not going to consider, or the traffic committee's not going to consider putting a three-way stop there, there's going to be problems. Right now, there's traffic queuing up on Nob Hill, waiting to get on Texas. So you're going to have more issues coming, not from me, but more residents like Mr. Paquette that are saying, look, we appreciate you bringing more houses here, and that road's going to help in case there is another situation. But I hate to disagree with you, but I did help you out quite a bit. By the town fronting the money, our residents did that, and ratepayers, to help your subdivision out by doing that road in between. And furthermore, Mr. Mayor, that road in between still does not have speed limit signs on it.
Well, thank you for that, Mr. Pryor. I do recall that, but I didn't mean that particular road. I meant the one with, where people were getting trapped on the Welsh is the extension to Nob Hill to bring the people out of that McClellan area from the back. That's what I was speaking about. But I do thank you when I remember that and with the Nob Hill. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Paquette?
Yes, I'd like to apologize to Mr. Dunn. I was kind of rude when I said you walked away with a pocket full of money. I apologize about that. But my idea is, as you continue to build houses and you continue to develop, great for the town, great for you, great for everybody. But we need a road along that large drain. You know the one I'm talking about? You go by it every day, right to the highway. Then all the traffic from north, south, everything can filter right onto a four-lane highway. We need to develop that, a roadway into there. And that there, now, Rebecca just said, Wayland is not a collector road. Wayland is a residential street. So what you're doing, you're putting everything on the collector road, Texas. And you're going to continue to enlarge that subdivision, and they're all young families, and you can agree with me on that, and they're all working people, and they're all have two vehicles, and you're just multiplying the traffic, and you're dumping it on a Texas road. Whatever plan was there in 1995 didn't work. It didn't work. It worked for a while, but now the subdivision, you know, the elephant has gotten too big for the room.
Mr. Paquette.
Now all we knew is we have to do the right thing.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Leo Lang. I'm a relative new resident to Kingsbridge North. And I'd like to make a few comments. I'm just surprised being a newcomer to this area that has taken so long to get a secondary access to Kingsbridge. So it's amazing. And I'm sure the three branches of emergency services, as well as those local residents, will appreciate the secondary. A few other mentions, as I'm retired, I've done a lot of walkabouts, Nob Hill Road, Killing Time, and I bumped into the developer and had two unplanned meetings with this individual, and I queried him with regards to lift station capacity, the Endangered Species Act, MNR, MOE, and so forth. And in my mind, I've done due diligence with regards to DFO, MNR, and MOE, with regards to the Endangered Species Act, and among many other things. I'm very surprised, but yet happy to see the developer takes that sort of initiative, so forth. Another point is with regards to truck traffic, as a result of hauling in new granular materials, asphalt materials, and hauling out perhaps surplus materials, which I understand the developer just told me this morning, is going to be dispersed around the new subdivision, so there's going to be no surplus materials hauled out. But nonetheless, it's going to be a lot of heavy double, triple axle trucks coming. And I think the residents of Kingsbridge North would want assurance that these trucks are not going to come in via Kingsbridge and Wayland, which already has severe alligator cracking in the asphalt surface, which suggests base failure. So I'd like assurances that the trucks will be directed to take the Texas Road, which is a collector road, and I imagine truck traps route too, for purposes of developing the subdivision. Another point I have is with regards to past actions I've had with regards to this future municipal drain that abuts Kingsbridge North and Kingsbridge South, and the fact that I've had concerns with regards to storm sewer outfall at the upstream end in Kingsbridge North. I've had a meeting with the Town Drainage Committee and the drainage engineer, and actions have been taken, and I know there's some developers in looking after that concern that was addressed in the past.
Okay, thank you. As far as the access goes, I think Mr. Dunn is committed to talking to the contractors about proper routes and speed and everything, I guess, within his power. Outside of that would be a traffic issue. I don't know what kind of assurances we could give you other than we do police our roads as best we can, and hopefully those construction vehicles will avoid the roads they're not supposed to be on, I guess, due to weight restrictions. Is there any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to adjournment. Motion to adjourn, Councilor Fryer and Councilor Puget, all those in favor? Carried. 5 minutes.